This is the Composer's Datebook for October 31st. I'm John Zeck. It was on Halloween of 1955 that Leopold Stokowski gave his first concert as the new music director of the Houston Symphony, or as Stokey pronounced it, the Houston Symphony. It was a major cultural event in those days. NBC even televised a bit of the famously white-maned conductor rehearsing the Texans in a brand new work that Stokowski himself had commissioned for the occasion. The Second Symphony of Alan Hovhaness, subtitled Mysterious Mountain. At the time, Hovhaness explained his subtitle as follows. Mountains are symbols, like pyramids, of man's attempt to know God. Mountains are symbolic meeting places between the mundane and spiritual worlds. The new piece proved to be a terrific success for all concerned. The next day, the Houston Post's music critic wrote, "The real mystery of Mysterious Mountain is that it should be so simple, sweetly, innocently lovely in an age that has tried so terribly hard to avoid those impressions in music." For his part, Hovhaness once said, "Things that are complicated tend to disappear and get lost. Simplicity is difficult, not easy." Before his death in the year 2000, Hovhaness would complete 67 symphonies. He conducted the premiere of one of the last in the series, his 65th, at Carnegie Hall in New York in October of 1991, on a program celebrating his 80th birthday. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.